The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Connecting to your body, just as it is in this moment. Aware of the body sitting, and it's often helpful to check in and see if there can be a relaxation in the body. Especially at the beginning of a period of sitting. First thing, just acknowledge how you are. Just really with honesty, how are you in this moment? How is the body? Is there tension in the body? And then exploring the possibility of relaxing. Physically relaxing the body. Perhaps there can be a relaxation in the head and face, softening around the eyes, the mouth, the jaw. And as you relax the face, just in a very broad, general way, seeing if it has an effect on your system. Relaxing the neck and shoulders, arms and hands. Maybe the muscles of the chest and upper backs can soften a little bit. All those muscles around the rib cage. Can the breath be easeful? Can the muscles around the rib cage allow for an easeful breath? Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. That inner area in the body. Sometimes there can be a softening inside the body. Maybe there can be a relaxation down the spine. All those muscles. Sometimes we kind of like hold ourselves as if we're holding ourselves up with our muscles. And exploring the possibility of letting the bones, the skeleton, support the body. Allowing the muscles to relax around the bones. Allowing the muscles to relax around the spine. Maybe the hips can relax, the legs, the feet. Maybe the mind can relax. When the mind is tight or tense, not relaxed, it's often caught in thoughts of past or future, or even thoughts about now, thoughts about the meditation, ideas about the meditation. Maybe there can be just a relaxing of the mind. Maybe the brain can relax, an analogy that Gill sometimes offers. And as the body relaxes and the mind relaxes, it's supportive. It is supportive conditions for us to be aware of just the experience in the present moment, the human experience of the present moment. We all have our own individual sensations and feelings. And yet part of the perspective of being aware, being mindful, is to kind of step aside from the personal and just explore, what is it like to be a human being that's experiencing this? Whatever it is. This experience of the present moment. There's body sitting here, sensations of body, pressures, pulsing, vibration, tingling, coldness or heat. Perhaps moisture, dryness, pushing, pulling. These sensations are part of being human. Just opening to the physical sensation of the body. And that includes the experience of breathing. Sitting in meditation with our eyes closed in a still posture. Often the sensations of the body are one area that are pretty obvious, can be pretty obvious, just taking in, receiving. This is a way to open to mindfulness. Rather than thinking about mindfulness as being choosing what I pay attention to, rather exploring the possibility of allowing mindfulness to just receive. You don't have to be in charge of what it receives. And in this stillness of the body, these sensations are one of those areas that tends to be available to know. Relax. And in this moment, what is most obvious in this field of the body? Another area that in this stillness that can be obvious in our experience is the experience of hearing. You're hearing the sound of my voice come and go, perhaps some ambient sound where you are. That too is just experience. The human being is designed to hear when sound waves hit the eardrum. It's a human process, not personal. Just hearing happening. There's also emotions, moods that might be happening. Sometimes these settle when we meditate, and sometimes they become more obvious. There's no one way it happens. Different conditions result in different experiences. No right or wrong here, just whatever is being experienced in this moment for you. Being aware of that is the meditation. Nothing else has to happen. Starting with relaxation, we can then receive our human experience. This human being sitting, breathing, feeling. Perhaps thinking. Often thinking a place where we habitually forget to be aware, but not. It's not necessary to lose awareness with thinking. It's just something that's kind of habitual. Sometimes we can actually settle back and just receive, knowing, oh, this is a thought that's happening. This is what it's like for a human being to be thinking. And yet often we do get caught in the content of that thought and we lose mindfulness. There will be a moment when you remember mindfulness again. You remember, often that comes with the recognition, oh, I've been thinking. That moment right there, that recognition, oh, I've been thinking, or I am thinking, that's kind of proof that you can be mindful of thinking. You have become aware while thinking, perhaps. It's not always that we wake up into thought after we've been lost, but sometimes that's what happens. So aware and of whatever we are aware of as mindfulness returns, perhaps the thought might be a sound, it might be a body sensation, might be an emotion. But acknowledging or recognizing, oh, awareness is back And this is what is being received. Sometimes, when the mind wanders into thought, as the mind wanders into thought, the thinking process has an effect on us. Sometimes that effect is one that adds tension to our system, creates different emotions. And so sometimes it's useful in the return from thinking to check in and see, how am I now? Kind of like we did at the very beginning, just this kind of taking inventory. How am I right now? And if there is tension that has come into the system, taking some time to soften that tension, relax. There's nothing in particular we need to come back to or need to do when mindfulness returns, except to take in that we're aware again and what's here. There's no need to rush back to any particular experience, the breath, or any particular sensation. Awareness, being aware, is what we're cultivating, not awareness of some particular experience. And yet, for some, it can be helpful to choose or land with a particular experience. And if that's helpful for you, you're welcome to do that. But explore the possibility of a relaxed, receptive awareness. Whether that's moment to moment receiving whatever is obvious, perhaps a body sensation, and then a sound, and then a breath. Relaxed receptivity. And if you're feeling more comfortable landing with one particular experience, such as the breath, for instance, or maybe hearing, maybe you can explore receiving the breath instead of aiming the mind or trying to find it. How does the breath want to show up? Let it come to you. A stance of relaxed, receptive awareness is a condition for being able to learn about our human experience, to learn about this being human.